Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A deadly shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas. Authorities identifying the suspect as 29-year-old Joshua John say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. John allegedly opening fire from a rooftop, killing one ICE detainee, leaving two others in critical condition. Mira was a written witness here through a translator.
There were about 20 gunshots. At first, it seemed like they were shooting at something. And then again. And then after, it sounded like there was an exchange of gunfire.
President Trump says he won't meet with congressional Democrats, but House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries saying Democrats are willing to negotiate with their Republican colleagues to avoid a government shutdown. The sticking point for Democrats, cuts to health care coverage. And the White House alerting government agencies to prepare for furloughs if the government does shut down, threatening mass firings that could become permanent. This is ABC News. For the first time since 1967, a leader of Syria has addressed the United Nations General Assembly. President Ahmad al-Shahara made his debut Wednesday. In a short speech, he described Syria as entering a new chapter after the fall of the Assad regime. President al-Shahara has also called for the removal of all sanctions levied on Syria. A federal judge in Rhode Island has ruled that it's unconstitutional to require states to cooperate on immigration enforcement in order to get federal disaster funding through FEMA. A DHS spokesperson says the administration believes cities and states that break the law by preventing arrests of illegal aliens shouldn't get federal funding. For the fourth time in his career, Aaron Judge has tied the major league record by reaching 50 home runs in a season. The only other players with 450 homer seasons were Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa, two of those with an asterisk. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Does this rash look concerning? It's good to be married to a doctor who said, "What's that thing? Let's go see a doctor now."
Look, I know that Pat married for love, but it's like my grandpa used to tell me, marry him for the money because you can fall in love with him later. I don't care so much about the money. How cool would it be to have my own doctor in bed with me every day to do self-examination? See, that's all I'm looking for.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Padres 3-1 in San Diego with some good defense. Jackson Chourio playing left field, robbing the Padres of what would have been a three-run homer. So with the victory, the Brewers have 96 wins for the season. That ties the franchise record set in 2011 and in 2018. The magic number is now 1 to give them the most wins in the National League ahead of the Phillies and could be home field advantage in the playoffs. NFL, the Packers had 5 false start penalties in their loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, like you said, we got a lot of motions, different things where you got to go on longer snap counts. Sometimes it's the D-line, you know, making, you know, move calls, stunt calls, things like that, where the O-line might, you know, get triggered by that loud noise. So there's a lot of different things, but it's an area where, you know, the whole offense, we just got to do a good job locking into the snap count and just focusing on that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from Crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, what a night. A Wednesday night, middle of the week. We still got three more shows to do, and I cannot wait to get started here. We have an outstanding show tonight, folks. Jam-packed. I have packed this show with guests. We've got a couple Civic Media friends coming by. A couple all-stars and a record producer and filmmaker who has made two amazing films and produced a lot of great records from some great 90s bands. So I will tell you all about the guests and our question of the night. We have had such great listener interaction this week. I am still playing catch-up with texts from Monday night, and we will hopefully get through those tonight, if not tomorrow night. But we've had, you guys have responded so well to the questions we've put out there that I'm still kind of catching up. So I will get to them, though. That is my vow to you. I hope everyone had a great day wherever you are in Wisconsin. It's kind of a gloomy day, but not too cold. I can dig this kind of weather. Conrad, I know you get kind of bummed out by the gloomy weather sometimes. No. Oh, man. If we didn't beat that into the ground enough last night, I'm glad your legs are feeling better. It's not restless leg syndrome day anyway, so you probably can't.
A little sore. I did some legs today, so.
Did you really?
Yeah, after the flare-up yesterday, I had to get a workout.
Get out, get that dopamine going. That'll cure that restless leg syndrome right up. That is Conrad Krieger. He's working the board tonight. Producing Nightlight, and tonight's guests, we've got excellent guests tonight, folks. Wendy Schneider will be here at 6:35. Wendy made a documentary called The Smart Studios about 10 years ago, maybe not quite 10 years ago, about Butch Vig and Steve Marker and how they founded the Smart Studios. Just a little hole-in-the-wall kind of red brick building right at the corner of East Washington and Baldwin, right on East Wash as you're headed toward the Capitol. So many great records were produced there. Nirvana's Nevermind, some Smashing Pumpkins albums, Garbage, just a lot of great bands, a phenomenal documentary. Her most recent film, which we'll talk about as well tonight, is Angels of Dirt. And this was a great movie about motocross and this hotshot motorcycle rider named Charlotte who, I guess I can say it now, she lost her life kind of, I want to say it was in the middle of filming. And Wendy carried on with the project. She's just such a good filmmaker and has just a great eye and a great knack for storytelling, just like she does with record producing. So we will talk to Wendy. She'll be here at 6:35. We'll tell you where you can see Angels of Dirt and the Smart Studios and get caught up with our friend, Madison-based Wendy Schneider. And then at 7:05, David Grant Conrad coming by.
That's true.
From WMAX in Baraboo. That's exciting. He's got a really cool thing they are promoting Thursday. They're letting the listener take over the airwaves. This is a recipe for disaster, I think.
I mean, but how cool is it?
Very cool. And you got to be very secure to do that.
Yeah.
So David
will... You got to make sure there's a couple words you can't say.
Exactly. David will tell us all about this great Request-a-thon, it's called, and it benefits Hope House. So it's for charity. It's just a great program. They're calling it, David is calling it Purple Thursday, and that's tomorrow. So if you're in the Baraboo area, you can be part of Request-a-thon, and it sounds like it's from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a big undertaking.
You know who can participate in that? My grandma, she lives in Baraboo.
And Aunt Carla, right? Isn't Aunt Carla in Baraboo?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure to take over a radio station.
It is.
So we'll talk to David about that really cool event they have going on tomorrow down in Baraboo. And then at 7:20, our pal Rich LoCascio, WRJN's own, he also has big news because he's about to become part of another Civic Media family too, with his on-air talents. And he's also a wrestling ring announcer. So he will keep us posted on all things wrestling and the new deal with ESPN and a couple events coming up. We'll talk to Rich, and we're going to give Rich a wrestling quiz.
Yes. It took me a while to create it with help. Kidding. It took me about 5 minutes.
But, all right.
But it's going to be better than the last quiz we did with ChatGPT because I put some of my words into it this time.
Into your multiple guess?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
I'm pretty sure one of my favorites is in there.
That's awesome. All right. We've got, this is kind of exciting, folks. We've been talking about it all week. This goes through October 3rd. It's our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Contest 2025 here at Civic Media. A really cool contest. Our Text to Win contests are always fun. You have to have the app to play. That's the only stipulation. You have the app. Tonight between 7 and 8, shortly after 7 o'clock, I will give you the keyword. You text in on the app the keyword. We will text back a response letting you know we received your text. And this is really cool. Every day you are eligible to win $200 cash. That's money that's going to burn a hole in your pocket, ladies and gentlemen. And gold jewelry. I mean, how cool is that? $200 cash and gold jewelry, yeah. Conrad. Not either or.
That's awesome.
We're not making people choose. And entering every hour, every day, makes you eligible for our grand prize. And this is even cooler. 2 club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's football. It's a Green Bay home game at 12 noon on November 23rd. And we're throwing in a gas card to get you there. It's like over a $1,500 value. It's a really fun contest. And you can see the green and gold square off against the... Conrad?
Purple people eaters,
baby. So we will do that at 7 o'clock. I will refresh your memory a little bit about the contest and the rules, and then I will give you the keyword. And this goes through October 3rd. You can do it every day. And I wish you luck, because it's fun. This is a really great contest. And also, I want to let you know that once you text in the keyword, you're going to get a link back. If you click on that and sign up for the Civic Media newsletter, Civic Media Today, or follow us on social media, you have extra chances to win. Do we know how they do that, Conrad? I'm not up on the mechanics, but it's supposed to enhance your chances.
Which, yeah.
Who's got a problem with that?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just a better chance. With those prizes, I mean, why would you not want to better your chance?
Absolutely. You know? I don't know, man. What would you do with $200?
I think I'm going to...
Pass.
I don't want to say it.
I don't. $200. I think I just go out for a great dinner.
Yeah. No. That's a good idea. Versus what I was going to say,
which is not family friendly, apparently, or something. No, I would go to. You know what I would do? I'd probably go to the Tornado Room in Madison again because I went there with my son Joe about 2 months ago when we were both in Madison, and we spent about $190, just the two of us.
But it had to be, you know, great environment there, you said?
Unbelievable.
And great food?
Throwback steakhouse. The food was outstanding. Oh. The service was outstanding. It's just, you don't get, it's kind of good service. Hard to come by these days. Anyway, you could do whatever you want, though, with that $200, folks. We will have more information on the Go for the Green and Gold contest after the news at 7 o'clock, and I will give you the keyword shortly after that. Great show tonight. Let's get to our nightlight question of the night, Con. What do you say?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
This might be my favorite question I've ever launched on this show. The boss, ladies and gentlemen, is 76 years old. Happy birthday to Bruce Springsteen. Our question, what's your favorite Springsteen song? And talk about, it was so easy to pick when I was younger because I would pick one of the hits. Then I found out like the Nebraska album and the Devils and Dust album where he's just songwriting and it's just him. And it took my love for Springsteen to a whole new level as, in my opinion, the greatest American songwriter. He has big anthems in Born in the USA, Glory Days, Born to Run, all these big stadium rockers. But he's got these beautiful ballads and these little odes and these great songs too. And I don't think like a lot of people will say Dylan is the greatest songwriter, and Dylan's great. But to do what Springsteen does with the big hits and the pop music and selling out stadiums and then also do kind of what Dylan did too, I just think he's the best. So, but it's not a contest. Just tell us your favorite Springsteen song. You all know you know at least a couple of his tunes. I'm going to say I had trouble with this one, but I would probably say Thunder Road. On social media, I put Thunder Road or Reason to Believe and everything else he wrote. I kind of copped out there.
So every single song.
Every single song, yeah. What about you, Ken?
You know, I really like Rosalita.
Oh, we play that. That's one of our Muppet tunes.
And it's funny. I didn't really know any Bruce Springsteen songs, you know, before you made me pull these songs for bumpers, and I have it named as Rosalina in this, and I haven't changed it.
Yeah, that's a great version, too, that we have. I love that one. So let us know, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite song by The Boss? You can also drop us a text or an app text, app message, if you will, or you can drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook. Let us know, and we will read it on the radio. Be part of the show, folks. It's always more fun when people participate. And speaking of which, Con, first of all, before I get to these texts from last night, I want you have an Instagram soulmate, as I understand it. Please tell this story.
Yeah, just, you know, about 10 minutes ago, I got a request to message me. I was like, huh, I wonder what this is. Don't know who the person is. And it says, the doctor told me I have only one month to live. I've decided to spend this time traveling alone, quietly saying goodbye to the world. I have no children. My only regret is that I couldn't spend this life with you. I don't know who this is.
Did you text him back? What are the assets? I don't mean to be insensitive. I'm sorry you're dying, but seriously, what would you leave me?
Yeah, she keeps going on saying, you were my first love and you've always been in my heart. I left you some assets. I hope this is a gesture brings us together in the next life. I'm ready to say farewell to this world.
Boy, if you had a month to live, are you texting strangers on social media?
Well, first of all, you know, obviously it's not real. It's someone trying to collect, because it's like to collect these assets, you have to send your bank information or something like that. And
so there is that angle. Just yeah, send this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously it's like a link. And if you touch that link, who knows what you're going to,
they can take your identity.
Well, I think I'm in love though.
Listen, what if, hear me out, rom-com pitch. What if this person is legitimate? Let's say it's someone who works over at Schreiber across the street, or at, you know, at the Haberdasher down here.
Just sees me walking around.
They watch
around.
You walking back and forth with your salads. Something. I want to be part of the Conrad business. And they do this, and you're going to pass that up because you think it might be a Russian bot.
Yeah. You know, I'm okay with not taking that risk, to be honest.
Okay. Could be a lot of money.
You know, I can send along your information if you'd like.
No, who could we send, though? That would be fun. That would be a great practical joke to send somebody's social security.
Yeah, that's great.
I have a spot on my pants, too, I just found out when I was getting dressed to come down here. So I wore a longer shirt. Like, you know, we all have pants we like that fit us well. I put, like, pasta or something on it, and now I got an oil stain.
Well, you know, you probably shouldn't put spaghetti in your pockets. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. I don't see the harm. All right, we're coming back, folks. We are going to catch up on text when we come back. And, oh, man, what else? Conrad, there's so much going on.
Well, you know, there's Kim Kardashian. I don't know.
We'll tell you a Kim Kardashian story about how she cheats at poker. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
call me lieutenant. I don't want to be your son.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes, yes. 24 hours on every network, yep, that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man.
Yeah. Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
If you or someone you love is struggling, you are not alone. September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Call or text 988 anytime to connect with the Crisis Lifeline. A message from the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
We are celebrating the boss tonight. He has turned 76. And to be honest, it might have been yesterday, actually, but either way.
Well, he is 76 now.
He is 76, either way, and he is still doing three-hour concerts. And I keep going to see him thinking, oh, this could be his last tour. And sure enough, he just keeps going and going. So happy birthday, Bruce Springsteen. Wendy Schneider will be here in just a few minutes telling us about her film, Angels of Dirt. There is news about that film. And we have David Grant coming up at 7:05 to tell us about a really cool event happening in Baraboo tomorrow, where you can take over the radio and make requests or say you don't want to hear something. It sounds like a really fun charity. It's for a good cause, you know, Conrad. Did you know that?
Yeah, great cause.
So we'll talk to David about that at 7:05, and then our pal Rich LoCascio will be here in studio. And there's a reason he's in Green Bay. We'll find out why at 7:20. What was the Kim Kardashian thing? I kind of didn't get that. It was just like a meme or a gif, all right, if you will.
It was a picture I saw the other day, and it was Kim Kardashian wearing reflective sunglasses.
Yeah.
Playing poker. So as you can, she's looking at her cards, and everyone around her can look at the reflection on her sunglasses and see the cards that she has.
So it was an accident. Yeah. I kind of pitched it like she was cheating somehow.
I mean, she is kind of cheating because she's letting everyone know what
she has.
Still
cheating, yeah. It's just not going to benefit her in any way.
I don't know who goes into poker games like, yeah, I'm going to reflective sunglasses.
This is just the strategy I need, is to let everybody else know what I'm carrying, what I'm packing. Hey, we have a phone call, Conrad?
Yeah, Linda from Waukesha.
All right, Linda, good evening.
Hey, Pete, what's up?
Not too much. You tell me.
Hey, Dawn dish soap on that spot, rub it in good, and then wash them. It gets movie theater butter out. Come on.
Wait, now, wait a minute. I have heard that now that you say that, and I really appreciate the call. Thank you. What if I've already washed them?
Yep.
Will the Dawn still?
Try it.
Really?
I don't know if you've already washed them, but try it anyway. Just rub it in really good before you put it in the washer.
Wow, that's a great
try.
I love that homespun recipe. What do I owe you?
I'll let you know later.
Play the contest. You can win $200. That'll be my payment to you, Linda.
Working on it.
All right. Outstanding. Thanks so much for the call.
Yep.
All right. That's Linda from Waukesha. See that? People helping people. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So let's get caught up on some texts from last night. Our question last night was, who was your favorite female rocker? And some of these responses are from when Dr. Kristen Lyerly was here last night. She was on the show here in the studio with me, and she's always fun. Mary from Tosa says, Conrad, hearing the crashes, assume you're not kidding.
Yeah, you know, I just had a flare-up yesterday.
He's okay, Mary. But thank you for your concern. Mary also says, continuing, RLS is tough. Suggest checking with Dr. Omar, compounding pharmacist with Welltopia in Thiensville. Oh, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, I'll write that down.
Hear him on Earl's What's Going On. Probably has an assist for you. I don't think Mary thinks we were joking. I think she actually thinks you were harming yourself.
No, you know, I cleaned up the jelly. It's all good.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Mark from Prairie to Sac says, the doc rocks. Agreed. Kristen Lyerly is a rock star. She's got fans all over the network. Terry from Cross Plains, he's in the 608. Or she, Conrad.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, I stand with Ali and have to say Tina Turner. The flip side of Proud Mary was funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. Heard that song before. For your information, I've got RLS too. I've seen Bruce over 50 times.
Wow.
You got me beat by about 43, Terry. Wow. Good for you, though. Listen, he does so much for charity. Your money is going to a good place. In addition to being entertained, he's walking the walk too. So that's outstanding. He says, Terry from Cross Plains says, my birthday is tomorrow. So close to the boss. Happy birthday, Terry. Steady Eddie last night said, Pete, I choose Joni Mitchell as my favorite female rocker. She is a great songwriter and has a wonderful voice despite her pack-a-day smoking addiction. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. I think Eddie needs his own Rock Hall of Fame. WMDX, John Murray from the 608 listing, he says, this is why I live you, Peter. I think he meant love. I'm uncomfortable with that.
You know, love you never too, know.
John. Never know. Appreciate the love, John. Thank you. Right back at you, partner. Ross from Crawford County in the 608 says, of heart, Barracuda, and dog and butterfly. I don't know. I think that he was referring. He was probably playing the quiz along with Dr. Lyerly. Thank you, Ross. John also says, Joan Jett and I went to different high schools together, but she's not my fave. Nancy Wilson was the best female rocker of my time, from Heart. Oh, very well done, John. Paul from Bayview in the 414 says, Pat Benatar. Yeah, honestly, I thought we'd get more votes yesterday for Pat Benatar. Carrie from Tosa says, Blondie, cutting edge and so ahead of her time. Totally agree, Carrie. Tyler in Wisconsin Rapids from the 608 says, Ricky Lee Jones has my vote. On a side note, the doc is coming in hot and Conrad broke all the jelly jars. That can't end well. There's a lot going on here last night.
There was.
Just a big mess. Thanks, Tyler. Edward from the 414. For me, it's a toss-up between Stevie Nicks and Alanis Morissette. I forgot about Alanis Morissette. Great text, Edward. Conrad's mom checked in and said, I love Joan Jett. Best female rocker. Your mom said that with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paula. Carrie from Tosa again says, and in honor of Rapture, Blondie. Yeah, Rapture's a great tune. Jim from Appleton, he's in the 920, says, my favorite lady rockers are Amy Lee from, I don't know the band name there. Sorry, Jim. Martha Davis from the Motels. I love Martha Davis. Only the Lonely. And what's the other one? Oh, they had two hits that were huge, and they're both great. Amelie from 7,000 Apart. That's a great one. Thank you, Jim. Totally agree, our friend Amelie. And Nancy Wilson from Heart, and on and on. Thanks, Jim. We've got a few more texts to get you from last night. We'll do that when we come back. Wendy Schneider will be here. We'll get her take on female rockers, too, because she's been around her share. And, hey, folks, the Go for the Green and Gold contest giving you details at the after the news at the top of the hour. Peach Wabba and Nightlight from the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show. You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. A deadly shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas. Authorities identifying the suspect as 29-year-old Joshua John say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. John allegedly opening fire from a rooftop, killing one ICE detainee, leaving two others in critical condition. Mira was a written witness here through a translator.
There were about 20 gunshots. At first, it seemed like they were shooting at something. And then again. And then after, it sounded like there was an exchange of gunfire.
President Trump says he won't meet with congressional Democrats, but House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries saying Democrats are willing to negotiate with their Republican colleagues to avoid a government shutdown. The sticking point for Democrats, cuts to health care coverage. And the White House alerting government agencies to prepare for furloughs if the government does shut down, threatening mass firings that could become permanent. This is ABC News.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held on to beat the Padres 3-1 in San Diego with some good defense. Jackson Chourio playing left field, robbing the Padres of what would have been a three-run homer. So with the victory, the Brewers have 96 wins for the season. That ties the franchise record set in 2011 and in 2018. The magic number is now 1 to give them the most wins in the National League ahead of the Phillies and could be home field advantage in the playoffs. NFL, the Packers had 5 false start penalties in their loss to the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different things, whether it's just, like you said, we got a lot of motions, different things where you got to go on longer snap counts. Sometimes it's the D-line, you know, making, you know, move calls, stunt calls, things like that, where the O-line might, you know, get triggered by that loud noise. So there's a lot of different things, but it's an area where, you know, the whole offense, we just got to do a good job locking in the snap count and just focusing on that.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts. But for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get bread and fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Broadcasting live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm. We talk to the Reisingers about their family farming tradition, the Farmer Angel Network about the mental health crisis impacting agricultural communities, and last, the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can it do to you the things
that was one of the first songs I learned how to play on my guitar, because it was all like three chords. And I've progressed nothing since then. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. We have a great show tonight. I'm going to tell you, after the top of the hour, I'm going to give you all the details you need for our Go for the Gold Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. We have a lot of fun with our contests here, and we are going to deliver some prizes, and I hope that a Nightlight listener will be the recipient. But we'll do all that after the top of the hour. Rich LoCascio, wrestling announcer and on-air personalities here at 720, and David Grant from WMAX in Baraboo is going to tell us about a really cool, just a great thing they're doing down at WMAX tomorrow for Hope House. So we'll talk to David at 705. Right now, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. She's been on the show before. She's made award-winning documentaries and award-winning albums, too. She's got a foot in each artistic platform, if you will. And she is a pal of mine and joins me now from Madison over the stream, Wendy Schneider. Hi, Wendy. Is Wendy's mic not on? Wendy, you there? Maybe she got cold feet. Stick with us, Wendy. I'm going to read a couple texts. We probably just have like a technical issue or something. Going back to our text from last night, we're still playing catch up, folks. Our question of the night last night was, who is your favorite female rocker? And that's because Joan Jett turned 68. All these fantastic rock stars aging before our eyes. Tonight we celebrate Bruce Springsteen. Yesterday it was female rockers. Tom from New Berlin says the Tyler Beatle. Love it. I don't know who that is, Tom. I will go to the Google, though. Thank you for the text in the 414. Mark from Prairie du Sac in 608 says, great to hear you, Dr. Kristen. Yes, I'm glad you got to hear that, Mark. Kristen is always so much fun when she's on the show. And, man, she can just talk about anything. She's a blast. So I'm glad you enjoyed that. Steve from Milwaukee in the 262 says, you got to watch Oliver's last two shows. They pulled footage from 2006 and footage of Stephen Miller as a college student. It was hilarious. If you're not watching John Oliver, folks, he pulls no punches. He's handled this Jimmy Kimmel stuff really well. He is a brilliant comedian, and his show is very well written, too. So thank you for the text, Steve. We didn't even get to Kimmel's monologue either tonight, too. He was back in the air last night. His monologue was spectacular. He took the time to thank people from the left and the right that supported him in getting his show back on. And he kind of, I know there was this big thing where they wanted him to apologize, but he didn't really do that. But he said he didn't mean to be insensitive to the Kirk family, but it was the other people in the Trump administration he was going after that he felt were being disingenuous. But anyway, it was a great monologue, and I would Google it. It's like 17 minutes long, and it was a lot of fun to watch, and I'm glad he's back on the air, even if he's not on in all the affiliates. We'll have to get a count on that, Conrad. Maybe he's only on two markets, but still, I'm glad he's on.
Yeah.
All right, man, a few words. All right, we are going to, I think we have, do we have Wendy now?
I believe so.
Oh, fantastic. Wendy, are you there? No, we still don't have sound. Did she hear my brilliant intro of her and all the praise I heaped on her? Should we just get her on the phone? Wendy, if you can hear us, we're going to get you on the phone, but stay on the picture too so we can see each other, okay? All right. We will get Wendy on the phone and talk about her film, Angels of Dirt. You have to see it, folks. If you have not seen Angels of Dirt, I'll tell you where you can watch it after we talk to Wendy. Hopefully you can watch it now or it's coming out soon. And we've also got her film, The Smart Studio Story, is outstanding too. So you definitely want to check out some of her work. She is a phenomenal director and record producer. Can we get her on the phone? Oh, Conrad. It's funny how Conrad's restless leg syndrome disappears when he gets focused on his work.
Yes.
From our social media today, we got some texts. Our Question of the day, folks. What is your favorite Bruce Springsteen song? The Boss is 76, ladies and gentlemen. He is 6 years younger than my dad. And my dad's got a good voice, but he ain't doing no three-hour concerts. Alan Whitebird says, I'm on fire. We just heard a little bit of I'm on fire. Thank you, Alan. Great tune. Mike Desitel says, the acoustic version of Born to Run. Love it, Mike. I found that about 20 years ago. And I think I like it better than the big stadium version where it's all produced and stuff. Eric Ratzak, lead singer of Ask Your Mother, Stretch, chiming in, says, too many, but if I had to choose, Glory Days or Thunder Road, Darlington County, always liked that one. Thank you, Eric. Matt Harper says, Glory Days is fire. Both these guys have been on the show. We got to get them back on the show. Matt Harper, the rock rap artist from here in Green Bay, and Eric Ratzak, the very tall front man for Ask Your Mother. Patrick Mine says, Jesse's Girl. Having a little fun with the question? Because it was Rick Springfield, I think, that wrote the song She Called Me Bruce. Because everybody, he had the unfortunate issue of having spring in his name. All right, do we have Wendy? Wendy, are you
yes,
there?
Yes, we do.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Success. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, you know. I mean, I'm taking my multivitamins, staying hydrated. I love the leaves turning, you know,
yeah.
It's the beginning of a break from a hot Wisconsin summer, but I'm good. I'm working hard. How are you doing?
Nice
to see you.
I am also taking my multivitamins with a little extra D. So I'm right there with you. We have to take care of ourselves.
I wonder if I can put this on speakerphone. Can I do that?
That sounds all right. Does that sound good, Con? Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, great. I can hear you. All right, this is a little bit better.
Fantastic. Well, how are you? Like, I know your health is good, but are you, first of all, I have to ask you, do you have a favorite Springsteen song?
Well, there's Born to Run because he says Wendy three times.
Yes.
You know, Born to Run. But, I mean, the album Nebraska, State Trooper is like a really beautiful, intense song, but that was a record that took me through like a really intense time of my life. So,
Cool. You
know, yeah, there were seven songs on that record, and I can't remember the names other than State Trooper. But, yeah, that record became really important to me, probably one of the reasons I'm here. So,
oh, that's so cool to hear. Yeah, Johnny 99, I think, was on that record, and Reason to Believe. It's just a phenomenal. Have you ever heard another solo effort he did? It's the Devils and Dust album.
Mm-mm.
Oh, just unbelievable songwriting. I would love for you to listen to that and tell me what you think because you're kind of you're an insider and I would love to hear what.
I'm just from New Jersey. So that's.
Yeah, but you produce music.
Like, yes, and I'm wearing a denim jacket tonight, which is very Bruce Springsteen,
yeah.
Right? Yes, I mean, I love Bruce Springsteen. I have so much respect for him. And
All right. Well, our question last night, I'd love for you to weigh in on this, too, before we get to Angels of Dirt. It was Joan Jett turned 68 this week. So our question last night was, who is the best all-time female rocker? Do you have an opinion on that?
No.
Too many?
No. Well, far too many. You know, I mean, I just Janis Joplin just sprung into my, my head. You know, it's... you know, women in rock, women performers, women artists, it's really hard to pin down and who's influencing you. One morning it could be Amy Winehouse or it's, Grace Jones. It's just really so varied for me. I think that, people can narrow it down easier than maybe I can, but...
Right.
So I don't have an answer. I can't help you. Although I will say that Joan Jett's birthday is my birthday, September 22nd.
Nice.
So, yeah, I turned 61 on Monday. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
And thank you so much. Yeah. That's... And I did something. I had a few people over at my studio here, and I called it a poetry potluck. So everyone that came brought a poem. And like every 10 minutes, I would whack on a cowbell and somebody would stand up and read their poem. So I want to just present that to your audience as a really nice, it's a nice party. Not, I don't know if it's really a theme, but it was a nice activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's better than it's better than pin the tail on the donkey or the spanking machine. I mean, it's a little more adult.
Yeah. I don't do shots anymore.
Yes, I'm with you.
Do something else every 10 minutes.
This is going to break your heart. I was in Madison on Monday, and I've got tons of favorite poems. I could have crushed that party.
Well, the party was Sunday, so you would have been, your poem would have fallen on deaf ears. But if you want to bring your poetry by the studio, you're welcome anytime.
I will take you up on that one of these. Yeah. I am anxious to see your space there. Yeah. So let's talk about Angels of Dirt. Is there new news? Can people see it in a broader sense now, or are you still on the festival circuit?
No, I finished the festival circuit, and then I went and, you know, just really peddled my wares around the states and brought the film to races and garages and people that are a bit more connected to the niche community that is Flat Track. And then I got accepted and invited to go to Portugal and bring the film to the Lisbon Motorcycle Film Festival. That was in May. And so I used that to just launch a three-week tour in Europe. So I took the film around, again, to, you know, real boutique events that, you know, that were connecting the film with the community that the film resonates with. Although what I learned over this year and a half was the film really resonates with a lot of people who have nothing to do with motorcycle racing. So
yeah.
I love that. I love, you know, this opportunity that I have right now in my life to be conduit for this story as it goes out into the world. Cause my time is transitioning into, you know, just knocking on more doors and saying, watch it. Cause the film, and why, you know, we're chatting tonight, is the film was launched on the digital platform a week ago. So it's now available for anyone to watch.
Where can we see it? Which platform?
If you go to, well, it's on Eventive, but you get to it, just go to angelsofdirt.com.
Okay.
It's the easiest way to get to the film. And it says, watch now when you go to the website. And for tonight, because you have me on the air, I've put discount code into the film. So if people go to watch the film, this is tonight only, you just have to put in Schwaba 35. 35 was Charlotte's number. And so
love
they will
it.
Get a 35% discount. So angelsofdirt.com, watch the film. When you go to pay, discount code SCHWABA35.
Oh, that is fantastic. Well, I'm happy to be a part of that in password terms. All right, so now that you told people where we can see it, tell us a little bit about the film and this great rock star of a motorcycle racer you followed.
2006, I showed up at Aztalan in Lake Mills, Wisconsin with a camera to interview young girls who I had seen racing when I was there as a spectator. And the first girl that I met was Charlotte Kanes. And I did an interview with her, met her mom and dad, and just found that it was an easy environment to be curious in. You know, there was Charlotte, there were other girls, I was learning about races, I was incredibly turned on by the community that I was connecting with. They welcomed me in, and it really launched a number of years where I was showing up all the time, shooting races and doing interviews. I took a break from the film in 2008. It didn't have much direction back then. It was very random, very broad strokes, you know, on this canvas of a story that hadn't really developed. And then I worked on the Smart Studio story.
Hey, Wendy, I'm going to stop you right there. Let's pick up right there. We got to do a really short break here.
Okay.
And we will pick up. You're not going to want to miss this, folks, because this film is great. And you want to hear what she says next, because it's probably going to make you go watch the film. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey Oshkosh, the Hope Fridge is returning. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And this is truly exciting for the area. In fact, there's going to be a grand opening on Thursday, October 2nd, beginning at 9 a.m. outside Trinity Episcopal Church at 203 Algoma Boulevard in Oshkosh. And they're inviting you to join them. You can learn how to get involved in supporting this community resource through donations, volunteering, or just by spreading the word. Check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats. It's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways.
Yeah.
Find some common ground and then expand on that. And right. Then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
What better song could we use for my current guest? Because I didn't realize he said Wendy three times in the song, but you get to walk in the sun with Bruce Springsteen at the end of that song, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wendy Snyder is my guest. She was in the middle of telling us about her film Angels of Dirt and the plot before we had to rudely interrupt her to get to a break. So please continue, Wendy.
I took a break from filming while I made the Smart Studio story and then picked up in 2016 and really, you know, had to merge together two very different stories of Angels of Dirt. And so, you know, that took a while. I had to raise money again. I had to, you know, figure out a plan to release the film. And in 2024, it premiered at the Wisconsin Film Festival.
That was so fun. I saw that at the Barrymore, I think is where you premiered it. And it was so, mm-hmm. so fun to watch it on the big screen like that. Same place I saw Smart Studio Story probably 8 years before that and got to interview you and Butch and Steve on stage, which was a blast. So, all right. So people can see this, go to angelsofdirt.com. There's a promo code. You can get a discount if you want to watch this riveting documentary about this, flat track racer named Charlotte. Did you do a spoiler or can you tell people what happens or?
I feel like, you know, it's a journey, this film, and it's a journey about, you know, one woman's life, but also it's a gateway to a community and a sport that not a lot of people know about. So I think, you know, you know, watch the film because it's, you know, it's heartbreaking and it's powerful in a lot of ways to, you know, to learn about Charlotte and the path that she took, but also to get a nod, you know, or to have, you know, not really get a nod, but, you know, the other women that are in the film or the history of the sport told through stories by, you know, legends like Mert Lawwell, who was in On Any Sunday, and other participants. It's a bit of a carnival ride, I would say.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, there's a lot, you know, out on the film. You can read, you know, the full synopsis, but I think I want to draw people into just being open-minded and go, you know,
yeah.
going down the rabbit hole of Angels of Dirt, if that makes any sense.
So tell us again what the promo code is. If they go to angelsofdirt.com, watch the movie, yep. and then they enter in Schwabba35?
Yep, Schwabba35, lowercase
okay.
S.
Lowercase S.
So it's Schwabba35, lowercase S, for the S in Schwabba. I would love to hear what people think of the film. You know, this is an early part of the film's journey. I've been doing screenings for over a year, and now the film is out there being experienced by people privately or in small groups. And I'm really curious what that experience is like. And it feels really good to be letting it go in that way, to not be attached to it. I think, you know, we'll still do screenings. I have a screening in Appleton coming up. I have another screening in Pittsburgh that I'm setting up for, I think, the spring. But it's really nice that more people everywhere, anywhere, can watch Angels of Dirt.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have a definite style with Angels of Dirt and with Smart Studio Story. It's very big energy. And did you have an influence from a documentarian standpoint, or is this something you just kind of learned on your own?
I think that it's hard for me to produce long form work. You know, I think that my projects, when I do them, are segments that I tie together. Usually when I'm working on a film, the rough cut has all these dips to black because I'm just doing these like scenes. There's a lot of scenes. Smart Studios was like that. Angels of Dirt was like that. So I think that's more my style because I didn't, you know, go to school to be a doc filmmaker. I became a media producer working for a company in New York under a man named, whose name is Chris Drury, who really taught me about the strength of understanding who the audience was and navigating the emotional weight of a message or of a story. And so I feel like that influenced me greatly. I started working for him right out of high school. So at 17, I was working in New York for Chris. At 25, I moved to Madison, and then I started, you know, going to school, but then I opened my studio and I was working at Smart. So, you know, I think that my messaging does involve dynamics, like emotional dynamics are important. I wrote all the music for Angels of Dirt, and that was how I contributed to the story being told emotionally. And that's why my band's probably not playing out right now, because my energy went elsewhere. And I do want to say, like, before we wrap up your segment, what I'm learning about now as a filmmaker is this new tax incentive that Governor Evers has signed. So filmmakers and film companies, you know, should look into the tax incentive for filmmakers. They can go to Action Wisconsin, I believe. It's really early in its in how people are communicating about it, but it's a really, I want to try and take advantage of that with my next project.
It's a great program, and it's about time we have that. We talked about that quite a bit on this show and had people from Action Wisconsin on, and it's I'm so excited, and I hope it brings more work here, and I hope it gets Wisconsin filmmakers to stay here, and I hope you make another film soon, Wendy, and come back and tell us all about it.
Yes.
Next time, poetry, Madison, I'm so there.
Okay.
All right.
Angelsofdirt.com.
Schwabba35. I'll give it another pitch next hour. You got it. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Wendy Have Snyder, folks. You too. Thank you. Angelsofdirt.com. And click watch now and enter in the promo code Schwabba35 for a 35% discount. It is a really fun film. And she found a great leading lady to be in this film. And like she said, there's just a lot going on. And it's heartbreaking, but it's a great story. Let's see if we can get through a couple texts here. Wendy said Grace Jones for favorite female rocker. Mark from Prairie to Sac was answering last night's question, too. He says, Grace Jones, who was in the second Schwarzenegger Conan movie? Well done, Mark. We're coming right back for Act 2 and our contest, our text to win contest. It's Beach Waba and Nightlight.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Officials in Dallas have identified the man who shot at an ICE detention center as Joshua John. His motivation not known. He killed one migrant, critically injured another, and then took his own life, police say. As for any more information about him, ABC's Maria Villarreal in Dallas says there's not a whole lot.
Some preliminary information that sources are telling ABC News is that, you know, he was a gamer that was not necessarily politically driven. A lot of this is still very fluid right now.
President Trump expected to sign a deal today to keep TikTok running, a copy of its algorithm to be overseen by Larry Ellison's software company, Oracle. Sources tell ABC News that the newly installed U.S. attorney in Virginia is poised to ask a grand jury to indict former FBI Director James Comey, claiming he lied under oath about Russian intervention in the 2020 presidential election. Earlier this week, prosecutors in that office sent a memo arguing there was no basis for any charges. This is ABC News.